at two Super Bowl press conferences. I've been the head coach at two AFC Championship conferences with an expansion team. I'm more nervous about this press conference than I've been about anything I've done. You know, I said yesterday that it was not a sad day for me or for us, for Judy, for my family. This is a little different situation today because Judy and I, together a long time ago, we don't say goodbye. We just say next time. And that's really what I'm trying to convey here today as well. It's been an honor and a privilege for me to be the 16th head coach of the New York Giants. It's something you only dream about as a kid. I mean, there's no way it can possibly happen. I'm from a little town in Waterloo, New York, up the way here. You know, 5,000 people. And black and white television when I was a kid, watching the Giants and the Browns. That's about the only two teams we could get. And I, you know, and so for me to stand here as the 16th head coach of the Giants at the conclusion of a 12-year term, it's quite an awesome experience, to say the least. I want to thank John Mara, Steve Tisch, John Tisch. I see Lori's here as well. The Tisch family, for their support and for their trust throughout all these 12 years. For 15 years, I've been a coach of the New York Giants. In that time, it's been my privilege to work with many great players, former players, great players, present players, and many great coaches who have served this franchise with class and with dignity. During this tenure, I'm proud to say that I've been a member of three Super Bowl championship teams. I want to recognize General Manager Jerry Reese and the personnel staffs, the pro personnel with Kenny Sternfeld, the college with Mark Ross. I want to thank my coworkers. How do you work someplace for 12 years and not have amassed an amazing number of friends? These people are all my friends. And they share the highs and the lows. This whole franchise rises and falls with the success of our football team, which is the way it should be. And we all bleed blue together. I want to thank Pat Hanlon, our Vice President of Communications, whatever title he goes by. Sometimes I'm not too sure about that, but Pat has been by my side through everything. In 06, he was right there, and matter of fact, he deserves all the credit in the world for maneuvering that path through ownership and everybody else to be able to come back in 07, and of course 07 speaks for itself. I want to recognize our present coaching staff because I think it's important that people know who these guys are and what a commitment they made to this team, their sacrifices, their families, and what their families have done, and how loyal they've all been to the New York Giants. Special teams, Tom Quinn and Larry Izzo. Strength and conditioning, Jerry Palmieri, Marcus Paul, and Joe Danos. On the defensive side of the ball, Steve Spagnuolo, Robert Nunn, Jim Herman, David Merritt, Tim Walton, Robbie Leonard. Offensively, Ben McAdoo, Pat Flaherty, Mike Sullivan, Sean Ryan, Kevin Gilbride, Craig Johnson, and Ryan Roeder. I want to recognize my upstairs team, Kim Colby. Kim's educated every head coach since Ray Perkins. So I guess and Kim has a way about her. She can let you know exactly how she feels without pulling any punches, which is the way most of us around here want it. I want to recognize, again, a couple of young men who are right by my side in everything that we do upstairs as directed to my coming downstairs and meeting with my team. And that is Chris Pridey and Ed Triggs. And those two young men have done an exceptional job over the years helping all of us prepare our football team. Mike Mysteri, John Berger. I put Ed and Joe Skiba upstairs because they have lunch with the owners. They might as well be called it part of my upstairs team. That's exactly what they are. And then to recognize Ronnie Barnes and his medical staff, Ed Wagner and equipment staff, Dave Maltese and video. And I have to recognize Allison Stangerby. I don't know if Allison is even here, but she is our director of community relations, among other things. And her staff has been wonderful to all of us, players, coaches, in our work with the outside world and the less fortunate. And Allison has really, really helped me with my other love in life, the Tom Coughlin J. Fund Foundation. And so I thank her for that. I want to thank Judy, she's my quarterback. She is rock solid. She is what it's all about. She, without her, the hub, the strength, that's where it all comes from. The competitive drive, everything comes knowing that everything at home is handled the right way. And I don't have to worry about a thing. I don't know half what goes on. I never did. I'd come in the house and she'd, you know, everything was great. Nothing was ever wrong. And then later on I'd find out that Tim did this, Tim did that, or whatever he might have done. But I suppose that that's kind of the way it's supposed to be. And then I want to recognize our four children, Kelly, Tim, Brian, and Kate. I know Kate's not here. She's in a delicate condition right now. But I want to recognize our kids because, again, the support coming from them, they are the ones. I mean, they know everything. I have two sons that both think they should be general managers. They know every player in the league. They got them all graded. They, you know, and my probably the strongest one, the one that's closest to me is Kelly, the oldest one. She is my personality, the whole deal. And then the youngest one is the one that gets it all going and makes everything happen, and she always have love of family, et cetera, et cetera. And that's my daughter Kate. So I just want those people to recognize, and I want their spouses recognized, Chris Joyce, Andrea, Susie, that's Tim and Brian's wives, and Chris Snee, my son-in-law, who also just happens to be one of the greatest players in the history of the New York Giants. And then the 11 beautiful grandchildren. And anybody that missed that one now, I look up. I didn't know they were going to be there in these sweatshirts the other day, and that's another Kate deal. So I came down the tunnel to go out to the field, and I see these blue sweatshirts running around. And up the attack comes to the 11 grandchildren. And then when we went out on the field, we were down warming up, and I look, and here they come, marching. They got them marching down the sideline. So to Mr. Mayor and Mr. Tisch, you may not have seen the end of that team now. If there's a couple of them on there you better keep your eye on going forward, for sure. I also want to recognize the extended New York Giant family. The Giants are a family, but the extended New York Giant family are our fans. And our fans have been fabulous for us. I mean, I don't follow social media, but what's going on social media right now with in regards to people trying to recognize me and our family, et cetera, has just kind of blown me away. But to our fans, thank you very much. Thank you so much for your support. Including the one guy that sits up here in the tunnel that, you know what, this guy never did quite get my name straight. A lot of different names he called me, but he doesn't quite have it and never did quite get it right. But I do say thank you to the fans. So what's now? What's next for this guy Coughlin? Well, I don't know exactly what is next for me, but I do know that in this time we will devote a lot of our energy to the J Fund Foundation, to specifically the Be There campaign, which we have promised the New York, New Jersey area. We have promised that the J Fund would be here in perpetuity. And we have launched a great campaign. Our goal is $10 million. We're at six. I think we can possibly make that. We're going to have to work hard right now. I won't be in that chair anymore, but I hope people will understand that. We are there to help families who have children with cancer. And that's what we do. We have no other alternative. We are one of the best managed, best run. We have no expenses, et cetera, of any organization anywhere. And this Be There Forever campaign is something that we've devoted ourselves to. I've made the pledge that we're going to get it done. If I have to walk the streets of New York, we will get it done. In professional football, the goal is to win. We all know that. It is a bottom line profession. We understand that completely. But my contention is, and when I first brought this up was with our 017, my contention is there's a higher ground. There's a greater purpose. That purpose is team. It is the team concept. Winning, losing, playing hard, playing well, doing it for each other, winning the right way, winning the right way is a very, very important thing to me and to all of our coaches. That's what motivates and inspires us. Championships are won by teams who love one another, who enjoy and respect one another, and play for and support one another. In the NFL, it's important to all 32 owners, to all coaches, whether they be young or old, to realize that we have an obligation to teach these young men the lessons, the principles, and the life skills that they will need once their professional careers are over. And they are short-lived, by the way. And while it is the job of the head coach to get the technical football right, obviously that's why we get hired, to make sure the X's and O's are efficient and that the players have a great plan and that plan allows them to go forth and have a chance to win games. It is our duty to equip these men with the virtues that will last a lifetime. The values like honesty, trust, responsibility, respect, service, and integrity. Those are the things that we teach in addition to the football. And you see these gentlemen here in the crowd, in this crowd that have played for this organization, they represent what I'm talking about. Not just winners on the field, but better yet, winners in life. People you can be proud of. You'd like these people for your next door neighbor. That's how important it is to me. John Wooden said, reputation is what others think of you. Character is who you really are. Character. We try to develop the character of each man who walked through these doors. Character is what endures. What has become extremely important to me as I've grown in this position is relationships. Relationships have become the primary objective in my career. I still have a hard time when former players, guys who, you know, we've battled together, they've been corrected, you know, I've been mad at them, they've been mad at me, and so on and so forth. And after a year or two, sometimes not even that long, they walk up to me and say, I love you, coach. And when that first happened to me, I didn't know how to respond. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, this is that big old tough guy business. You're not supposed to be able to say that and do that. But I can tell you right now, it has become the source of drive for me is that when our players, whether they're in their career, after their career, when they come back to me and they say, Coach, I love you. And they follow that up by saying they've become better men, better husbands, better fathers, better friends because of their experience having been a New York Giant. And while the two Super Bowl trophies right out here are incredible accomplishments, and I'm very proud of them, don't get me wrong, I believe it is the unbreakable bond between coach and player that defines me as a coach and any humble success that we might have had here as New York Giant coaches. And with that, I will see you all next time. Do I have to listen to any questions? I can't
Tom,
even.
Injuries, Tom, can we talk about injuries?
We revolutionized the science department and we still got them.
If you could walk through that door there and on the other side is you at that 2004 press conference, what would you tell that guy?
What would I tell him? I'd tell him to put his mouthpiece in when he's speaking to the media. That'd be one thing. No, I'd tell him he's going to work for a great organization and people that will support and back you, people that are real football people. That could be another lecture of mine for the National Football League, which I'll refrain from right now. But they are football people. And they don't panic every time there's a missed third down. Just after you go 6-10 twice.
Tom, what's your reaction been like to all the players who have, on social media, as you know, have said some beautiful things about you over the last day. What is your feeling about those guys, and what do they mean to you?
Well, they all mean. Whether they participated in social media or not, they're all very, very special people in our lives because, you know, side by side, we're hooked together for life. You know, the guys that were on the 07 team, you know, as I mentioned, Judy's my quarterback at home. Eli's my quarterback here, period, 12 years. God bless them, maybe 15, 16. But we're bound for life at the hip. Yeah, it takes some accomplishment to get it done, but it's more about the sacrifice and the day in and day out grind, getting to know people, knowing who they are, how consistently they are, they perform. How tough are they? How tough are they? We've lost a little bit of that in our game. I got a toothache. I'm out of the game. What? You got a what? A stiff neck. I got a stiff neck 24 hours a day, every day of my life. What the hell has that got to do with playing? Anybody else?
Tom, are you a different person now than when you got here?
I don't know if I'm any different. I've changed and I've grown and I've developed and I've learned, and you better do that or you're dead. So I've done that, and I'm better for it. I'm better for the experiences that I've had, and I'm better for the people that I've had a chance to coach and be with. I'm better for that. I'm better for the coaches that have been here, the great coaches. You know, I didn't mention Kevin Gilbride Sr. I didn't mention some of the guys, you know, Perry Fuel, who just went down the road and won the division in Washington. I didn't mention some of these guys. I can't cover everybody. And God, I hope I didn't leave anybody out from this organization.
You did, Coach.
Tom, your messages are so important. How will you remain involved in the game and with players, if at all?
I will. Somehow, some way, I will.
Tom, have you...
My wife will not want me to be home longer than probably 48 hours. Here's your coat. You know, don't you have some place to go?
Have you extinguished your coaching flame, do you think?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Tom, do you leave with any regrets?
Yeah, sure. There's always regrets. If this was 7-9, I would have been in Mr. Mara's office, Mr. Tisch's office, arguing like hell. How do you lose six games in 30 seconds and not be competitive? Your players play their, I will not swear, they play their tails off, you know?
So if the right opportunity did come along.
I didn't say that. I just said I'm not necessarily done with coaching. Thank you very much for asking. Anybody else?
All right,
Coach. To be to Eli, who now faces tremendous change and possibly another offense.
He can handle it all. He's done it before. He'll handle it again. He's extremely bright. He's extremely competitive. He's what you're made, what you want a son to be made out of. Because what, I mean, he thinks he's the reason. He's not the reason that I'm. Eli, it's not you. It's not you. It's us. We win, we lose together. Remember, when we lose, I lose. When we win, you guys win. That's the way it is. That's the game. I know what it is. I got the game. I got it. But what I would tell him, he's going to be right back in here in about 2 days, starting to work on next year, just like he always does. And that's never going to change. And God bless him for it.
All right, folks. Thank you. Mr. Mara, we'll take a second to get reorganized here.
And welcome to this special edition of